And the story is the experiences of Father John Essef when he first met Padre Pio. And these are certainly some very unusual and incomprehensible things that happened to him. So please do stay tuned to find out what they are. Hello friends, and welcome to our channel Following Padre Pio, where we, through a series of short stories, investigate the incredible life of our great saint Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin friar, he was a mystic, he was a tremendous miracle worker. So do stay tuned to find out more about Padre Pio and also to see what his intercession could do for you. We'd also like to encourage everyone. We do have a Mass said every Friday, and this Mass is dedicated to Padre Pio. If you enroll your Mass prayer intentions, we will bring this your intentions to this Mass of Padre Pio's. We'd like everyone to participate in our apostolate by liking our video and share the video with your friends and colleagues. Now, this story today was originally given to us by Monsignor John Essef himself. And at the time, he was living in Scranton, Pennsylvania, in the United States. And he shared the story of his meeting with Padre Pio for the first time, and this was in 1959. When Father John Essef first met Padre Pio, he was aware that there was Therese Neumann, and also Padre Pio, who both had the stigmata on his hands. But still, Padre Pio was seen as quite a controversial figure. Some people were saying things about Padre Pio, that he had been banished from the priesthood. And others were saying that his stigmata was self-inflicted. So, he's still unsure. And others, of course, were saying that Padre Pio is a living saint. So, which was it? And could he trust Padre Pio? And this is his experience, his encounter with Padre Pio for the first time. Now, at that time, Father John Essef only had a small grasp of Italian as it was spoken in Rome. But he wasn't able to follow the dialect spoken in San Giovanni Rotondo. Of that, he could not understand a word. But he had been given instructions. When he arrived there, he must just say the word Maria Pila. And everyone, whoever was there, they would be able to direct him to the house of Mary Pyle. Now, Mary Pyle was an American heiress. And she had given up absolutely everything, all of her inheritance and her status in society, in order to become Padre Pio's American secretary. She spoke multiple languages, so she was very beneficial. And she would meet and she would greet a lot of people, and she would offer hospitality to the people and assistance to anyone, especially the English-speaking visitors. So Father John Essef did this. He said, Maria Pila, and immediately they pointed out the way to Mary Pyle's home, which was quite near to Padre Pio's monastery. And when he arrived there at her home, he received a very, very warm welcome, and she invited him to stay for dinner. And Padre Pio's nephew also joined them for dinner. And as they sat there eating, the door suddenly swung open, and in walked Padre Pio himself. And Father John was completely surprised by this unexpected visit of Padre Pio. And Padre Pio looked directly at Father John and said, Who are you and why are you here? Not one of the curiosity seekers wanted to know. No, not at all, Father John said. And then Padre Pio walked up to Father John, to where he was sitting. And they continued a conversation. They spoke to each other for several minutes. And then after that, Padre Pio turned around and he left. He went through the door he had come in. And of course, Father John was very surprised by this. So he turned to Mary Pyle and he asked her, Does Padre Pio often come to your house? And fortunately, Mary Pyle understood what had happened here. And that Father John had in fact received a very special blessing that was meant only for him. And so she added, Padre Pio had something special for you. And this sometimes happens. but none of the rest of us saw him. So you can imagine the shock of Father John SF hearing this, that he was the only one who had seen Padre Pio. He could not comprehend this. He had spoken to Padre Pio for several minutes, and yet no one else had seen this or been aware of this at all, of this conversation even that was going on. Father John was completely mystified by this and adds, "I found the whole experience that happened at dinner rather spooky. I still do not know what to make of it," he says. The following morning, they now wanted to attend Padre Pio's Mass. They got up very early at 2:30 a.m. in order to attend the Mass. And he said when they arrived at the church, there was already a crowd of at least 200 people waiting. And then when Padre Pio came into the church and he walked up towards the sacristy at the front, everyone knelt down. And as Padre Pio walked past Father John, he stopped and he stared right at Father John. He said it was a solemn, almost angry stare. So what was he seeing? Maybe Father John's future or his charism, we're not sure. But everyone in the church, of course, watched them. And Father John tells us this carried on for about an hour. But afterwards, another priest told him, Father Robert told him, it was actually only about 15 minutes. After that, Padre Pio went to pray. He went up to a kneeler in the front of the church and he prayed there, preparing himself for Mass, making a good preparation. And after this, Padre Pio stood up and now he was going to the vestry. He was going to put on his robes for church, for Mass. And he once again, he passed in front of Father John and he stopped again. But this time it was different. He said Padre Pio had a beautiful smile on his face. And by this stage, Padre Pio had removed his gloves because he would have to say Mass without gloves on. And so Father John could see the stigmata on his hands. And he said that there was light passing through, right through the wounds. They appeared transparent to him. And so Father John bent down and he kissed these wounds, which of course represent the wounds of our Lord himself. Padre Pio put his hand on Father John's head and gave him his blessing. After that, the Mass, he said, was completely, it was unforgettable. The church was packed, and he said time just passed quickly. And after Mass, the local people, they knew that they would have to take cotton swabs, and they would go around the altar, and they would clean up any blood that had fallen from the wounds of Padre Pio's hands. So the stigmata would open up, and they would physically bleed during Mass, only during Mass and certain other times. Because he was going through something like the crucifixion itself. And so these people, they obtained their own first class relics in this way. And then after this, Father John now wanted to go to confession with Padre Pio. But he was told by Father Dominic that it would not be possible for at least 2 weeks because there was such a long queue waiting in front of him. But Father Dominic could do something. He would go and speak to Padre Pio. And a short time later, he came back and he gave Father John a letter from Padre Pio. And this was the message from Padre Pio, that if Father John ever needed Padre Pio's help, he was to send his guardian angel and Padre Pio would help and he would respond immediately. Well, after that, Father John SF, he went back to America, where he kept up a very busy priestly ministry. And he gave retreats for the missionaries of charity, and this was worldwide. So he had to travel all around the world. And he was also very close to Mother Teresa of India. He was her confessor. And he was a retreat director to all of her religious communities. And Father John was the creator as well of this program called Telespond. And this was to address the needs of the elderly and also to advocate for the handicapped and the retarded and the poor and the homeless. So this is all of his priestly ministries and he was kept very busy with this. And as confessor and spiritual director to all of these people, he often faced, Father John often faced some very difficult cases. Not easy to work out. He was certainly needing Padre Pio's help and guidance in this. And not knowing the right words even to say, he would send his angel, his guardian angel, to Padre Pio. And he said the answer would always follow. The answer would just somehow come to him after that. And he continued like this, sending his guardian angel, and he feels that Padre Pio was ever present there to counsel him and help him through his many, many years. And then next time on this channel, we're going to have a look at a story on the effects of Padre Pio's relics. And this is a story about a healing, tremendous healing. So please do join us for that. And if you're new to our channel, please make sure that you have subscribed to our channel and do click that reminder bell so you'll receive a notice then of any future videos we produce.